CJLO 1690 AM.
Chick. 1690. Welcome back to another episode of The Come Up. I'm your host, the White Boy with Sauce. Yo, how are you guys feeling tonight? Because right now I am very, very good. You know why? We have an insane night. Probably the most packed night we've ever had, bro. We have not one, not two, not three, not four, not even five. We have six new songs. This is a first for us. We've never had this many songs ever. This is like the craziest thing ever. We have, okay, we're gonna start it off. We're gonna separate them in half, right? Because if we have played all six in a row, then y'all are gonna like, you know what? I want to get your attention first, bro. Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna play Outgrew You by Mulan, her latest single that just came out today. She gave me this song a while back, actually. I got to listen to two versions of it, actually. Shout out to her. I think the song's great. Perfect summer vibes. I can't wait for you guys to listen to it because I've been absolutely obsessed with it. Next up, we have Night Code by Jazzy. He's been blasting this song all over his IG. I've been reposting it because obviously it's a banger as always. And after that, we have Lonely at Night by Slimmatic. Shout out to her. She's going to be pulling up to our 1 year anniversary party on June 6th. You know, love the support. Love how everyone is always like getting together for the community. And yo, speaking of that party, you guys are invited. That's right. You, the person listening right now, are invited to the Come Up's 1 year anniversary on June 6th, which is a Saturday at night at 7 p.m., bro. So basically what we're going to be doing, it's a place called Dooley's. Dooley's is a place in Laval, and there's a pool bar. So basically, come down. It's going to be really cool. Play a game of pool against me. I'll buy you a drink. I'll even give you a free slice of cake. And yeah, just hopefully you're not gluten-free, lactose intolerant, whatever there is nowadays. But don't worry, I got you. We'll figure something out. So yeah, pull up. It's a free event, free party. Come grab a drink, come grab a slice of cake. It's gonna be amazing. We're gonna celebrate 1 year of the Come Up. And without further ado, guys, we also have an exclusive interview with the one and only Pink Benny user, who's been highly anticipated because he's worked with a ton of people who have been on the show. So yo, without further ado, guys, let's start the night off with the three new songs, and after, towards the end of the night, we're gonna play the other three new songs. So yo, let's start off with Outgrew You by Mulan, a worldwide premiere. Let's get the summer started. Let's get it.
Keep me, baby, it's your ain't tryna come off rude, but I ain't never really seen a girl like you. You a sweet talker, I'm a big stepper, yeah, I'm all in. I'm the one applying pressure, yeah, I'm on the offense. My end goes to match your energy. Your end goes to see if there's chemistry. If you mean it, show me where the hype is. I ain't playing games, I'm just moving where the vibe is. I'm craving you. Baby, you know I'm trying to get away with you. Tell me what it is that you want me to know. Trying to take you to the places that you want to go. Gotta communicate all your desires and your needs. It ain't that easy, but I'm trying to be the man of your dreams. Oh, Lord, I've been waiting. Oh, Lord, I've been patient. I've been demonstrating just how badly I'm trying to take you down, down, down. Tell me if you want it now, now, now. Baby, can you come around, round, round? Let me know it's up. Let me know it's up tonight. Oh, baby, make it shake. Moving with your hips, now let me grab your waist. Yeah, baby, let me get a taste. Eyes locked, no, I'm liking the look on your face. Telling me to slow down, know you're loving it. I think you feel some type of way, there's no discussion, eh? Tell me what I'm doing right. Tell me, baby, what is you like? Damn, she looking too good for me. And she saying that she would for me. Said she wanna come and get some. I'ma see the shit stunning, took her on a date, Babe, I'm hungry, let me get you on a plate, Pardon my crudeness, I'm tryna get the cake, Ain't sent no SMSs, but I'm getting the message. Body language talking and it's making a confession. She's crying out for me. Show her my love, but she's doubting me. Don't need anybody else in the way. Give you my word, I'ma keep you safe. Going at your pace, take your time with me. I can tell you got some things you tryna hide from me. Open up, girl, you ain't gotta play pretend. I'm the one you can trust, baby, let me in. Slow on, got you moving like in my dreams. Pull you closer, I'm admiring my queen. Take a gamble, we don't know what the end game is. The way you scream it out, you know just what my name is. Oh baby, make it shake. Moving with your hips, now let me grab your waist. Yeah, baby, let me get a taste. Eyes locked, no, I'm liking the look on your face. Telling me to slow down, know you're loving it. I think you feel some type of way, there's no discussion, eh? Tell me what I'm doing right. Tell me, baby, what you like.
And then we fucking all night, and then we fight, and then we fuss, and then we fuck, yeah. You know how it goes, that real toxic shit. It smells so good, and then your nose be locked into it. Bleeding love, red rose, we locking lips. He dip, he going south, licking toes, he licking lips and clip. Skin wet, body froze, phone rings, he dips and says, baby, I gotta go. What? Baby, I gotta go, and if you don't say so, put on your clothes and hit the dope. Here come the argue and the fight. If it's one thing I hate, it's being lonely at night. You wanna call me in the day, you wanna spend all these hours wasting time. You wanna lay, you wanna bring me cheap flower shopping spree on Monday, Tuesday, like nothing happened. D&D on Wednesday, Thursday, I'm all important, man. Fuck all this calendar shit. Like, huh, cause I'm a bossy bitch, and I'm on my bossy shit. Swerving neck be glossy and serving better options, yeah. All white gold be glistening, and are you listening? Big dog, well, I'm a big dog too. We in this together, baby, whatever you wanna do. Cause you said you want me bad, and I said I want you too. So why am I sitting next to you and feeling lonely, boo? I love the way he love on me, rub on me, suck on me. Drop me at the mall and dropping bag after bag on me. Yeah, and I ain't never showed a thing, and he ain't never be too far. It's only one phone ring, and then we fuss, and then we fight, and then we fucking all night, and then we fight, and then we fuss, and then we fucking, yeah. You know how it goes, that real toxic shit. He's sitting home, blue robe, we locked in, new it. We get to fucking even more. He digging deep like split, ass clapping on the flow, never need no spit. When he fucking on my song, his phone rings, he dips and says, baby, I gotta go, what? Baby, I gotta go, and if you don't say so, put on your clothes and hit the dough. Here come the argue and the fight, cause it's fuck you, nigga. Don't bother coming home tonight. Bye. I'm out.
I'm done with this shit, yo.
1690, that was an insane three. Wait, what's the word? Back to back bangers, bro. That was a crazy run. I don't think we've had a crazier run than that, but who knows, bro? Maybe it's gonna be crazier throughout the night. You know, I don't wanna say anything, but yo, there's more music on the way. But yo, without further ado, guys, we have the one and only Pink Benny User, aka Opposite. Yo, how are you feeling, man?
Yeah, I'm feeling great, man. Happy to be here.
Yeah, we're happy to have you, bro. It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be awesome. So, yo, let's get right into it. So, yo, tell the audience a little bit about yourself. Who is Pink Benny User?
The Pink Benny User is, I don't know. I'm pretty low key about shit. Like this music stuff, I really started it out of boredom. Like I had no more games to play and stuff. Like I didn't like have access to like everything when I was a kid, but so you know, I didn't have no games or nothing at some point, and like I only had like Minecraft and like chess and shit, like some Wii games I played to death. So I just opened up GarageBand and I was like, fuck it, let's do something, you know.
Like, yeah,
and like I'm a very passionate person, like in what I do and stuff, and like creating like contrast, like that emulates like the dark side of life, and also like the beauty in life, like that kind of stuff. Like I'm kind of stuck on, and like who am I as a person? That's like a pretty grand question. Like I guess I'm just trying to get by and shit, and like, oh, sorry, but
you good? Honestly, I like how honest the answer is, because you know what, you're constantly evolving, you're constantly adapting.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think it's a really cool thing. Your music reflects you as a person. You know, it's always changing, always adapting to the situation. So you've started making music off of GarageBand.
Exactly, off GarageBand on my family MacBook.
That's cool. Was it only like producing, or was it like, did you actually make like songs?
Yeah, I tried everything. Like the thing is, I didn't have a good microphone until like my dad, he bought this this kit, like this first like studio kit with the headphones, like it resembled like those ones we have. And yeah, he bought that, but he never used it. I guess he wanted to practice his guitar or something. And I started to use it like immensely. I wanted to sing like since forever, like make like either pop or like that sad like R&B and stuff. I wanted to be like Joji, like
yo,
Pink guy.
Yeah, Pink. Yo, that's a good
but like
reference.
The serious version of that. I used to make stupid ass songs too, but like quickly I wanted to make like the Metro Boomin trap beats on GarageBand, which was like impossible. Like I always wanted to be like a rap producer, because and like I grew up on like clean Eminem, so it wasn't a good start, you know.
Yeah, clean Eminem is a bit of a
it's a rough clean start. Recovery is not a good album to start on, but that's because I was like so censored when I was a kid. I couldn't even listen to music that swore in it, you know.
Honestly, me too. I was surrounded by that a lot. I would have to play like the clean versions of the song.
Yeah, yeah, that I experienced, and it was so frustrating because it would just go like, you could,
but. But, like, dude, at least you had that. Mine, it would just be, like, the whole song would just cut off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was just, like, it would just be, like, whole, like, radio just, like...
Oh.
You know what I mean? It was just, like, something like that. No, the song just went off. I'm off of it. But, like, honestly, I understand parents want to, like, shelter us from, like, music like that. But at the same time, it happens, I guess. I feel like I kind of grew out of that when I was, like, 13. 12.
Yeah. No, for sure. I showed my dad like the Next Episode by Dr. Dre one time, like when I was really young, and he just loved it, and he bought it, like the explicit. That was the first like real explicit song I had in my phone, which is so funny. Like now, I just listen to trap and like sometimes like house music and you know. But mostly nowadays, I just listen to my own stuff because I want to make sure it's like the best, you know. Just creating the new beats and stuff. Like
that's what's up. So, yo, talk to us about your genre, and like specifically, because we haven't really had this type of genre. So, talk to the viewers about what is a genre, anyway.
What is a genre? Well, you want to know, like, what I do, like, especially, like, in my sound?
Yeah.
I guess I wanted to be, like, the Joji of the underground. Like
okay.
be the, like, have these layered vocals. I didn't want to be, though, like Lil Peep. I didn't want it to be, like, too emo. I wanted to be, like, extremely subtle. Like, that's what I want the most in a song. Because if it's too in your face, it sounds burger, you know?
That's a good way to say it.
And, like... Because I listen to everything, even the burger stuff. And it's just,
really?
Like, the thing that makes it, like, corny is really when it has no subtlety whatsoever. You're just straight up saying... like, Lil Peep, why it works now is basically because he's dead. Like, if he was still alive, it would be corny. At the time when he was alive, people were hating. Like, I remember that when it was yesterday, you know?
Honestly, I completely agree. I feel like some people...
Now it hits more because he's dead. So it's like, oh, okay, that means he meant it, you know?
I feel like... once artists pass away, like, they get more appreciated, which sucks because a lot of artists nowadays, they don't get the recognition that they properly deserve.
I don't think that's true necessarily. I think it's more for the ones that literally talk about killing themselves and dying. Like Juice WRLD talks about, like, taking drugs and, like, wanting to die, like, almost every song. Like, there's a subtle, like, nod to it. It's not like he says that, but... so, yeah, when, and especially Lil Peep even more, like, Juice WRLD at least is, like, there's some songs that's more, like, rap, like, all the freestyles are so crazy to me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it, like, they get more popular because they die, or even XXX, because he was, like, talking about that stuff in his song so much, so when he dies, then it gives, like, an extra boost to it, like, oh, shit, like, you know, like, oh... It's more like the emo artist, I guess, that emo rap.
Honestly, I feel, dude, there really isn't much people from that decade of music anymore, right? It's kind of sad.
No, but it's like,
who was there? There was
the real sad thing is that it's either they die or they kind of fall off because it's the same thing over and over. Like, you know, like, no disrespect to no one, but, like, for example, like Trippie Redd, like, lyrically, he can't really go forward because he kind of did his, like, his whole shtick is, like, was in the same era as these people. So now it's, like, either he transforms into something completely different or, like, he comes up with something, like, more interesting to say because lyrically, at least, like, is very, like, repetitive and stupid at this point, you know?
I feel like rap specifically is very much like a young man's game.
Yeah, but not necessarily. There's a lot of rappers I listen to. My favorite rapper of all time is Earl Sweatshirt. And he's like 30
true.
Now.
Yeah. You
know? But like, and he's just, to me, he hasn't even reached his peak.
On 100%. I feel like he keeps getting better every...
Yeah, and guys like Mike, guys like Navy Blue, guys like Westside Gunn.
Yeah.
Even guys like Mike Schaub, I'll put them along, you know, among these people. Like, he's just gonna get better and better as he grows, you know. For the brain rot trap, you can do that for a while for fun, you know. It's fun music, but
after you mature,
if you know, even for me, like, I'm doing, like, the new wave stuff right now because it's my time to do it. But later on, like, even next year, I got like genre switching ideas, like, I want to do. And it's, least every album is gonna be super different. Like,
yeah, honestly, I'm actually really excited to hear about that. Wait, that's actually really sick.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a Midwest emo, like, shoegaze album at some point. Yeah, with Cavalier and with my you know, my good old friends. Like, I know this guy, he plays like 5 instruments.
Damn.
And yeah, I know we can just cook up something crazy, cause, like, but I want to get to that point, like, organically with the real instruments, like, go full, like, genre switching, cause there's a lot of stuff I want to make I can't do on my own.
Right.
I have to wait for the right timing for it to happen. But everything I can do on my own, like I'm doing it right now, like all the new experimental stuff, like, yeah.
Honestly, that's really cool. But yo, let's play some of your songs right now for the first time, bro. We're going to play Pure, and after that, we're going to be playing High Council. Right? That was the right ones?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yo, so without further ado, guys, this is Pink Benny User, aka Opposites, live debut on the radio. Let's get it.
Job.
Thank you. Uh-oh. You're gonna have to tune into Sex in the 16th, a weird play on Sex in the City, on Sundays at 1 p.m. hosted by Abraxia, to hear the weirdest, psychiest, craziest, wackiest show on the airwaves on CJLO. You're gonna hate it. No, you're gonna love it. No, you're gonna hate it. I don't know if you have to tune in to know how you're gonna feel about it. I don't know.
El Barbara and Theatre Outremont present One Man Show, a one-night-only spectacle from one of Montreal's true underground cultural icons. On Friday, May 22nd, artist and chanteuse El Barbara brings her interdisciplinary live show to Theatre Outremont, featuring songs from her latest album, Word on the Street, alongside new performance works and surprises throughout the night. Doors open at 7:30, with the show starting at 8 sharp, on the dot and on the nose. Ready to be amazed? Get your tickets now at theatreoutremont.ca.
Justice accomplice to the crime.
'16-'90, we are back at it again, bro. The come up, White Boy with Sauce, and Benny, no, Pink Benny User, man. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
You feeling great? We feeling lit, bro. We just listened to two back-to-back bangers from yours truly, man. That was awesome, bro. So, yo, let's talk to us about those songs specifically. What was the process behind that?
For the High Console one, it was actually pretty fun because the original beat was, like, for a lucky remix I made.
Right.
But I just... And we sampled, like, a second of, like, a Star Wars song that I just, like, messed with. I chopped it. Like, added, like, the super crazy bass and then basically, like, I did this random freestyle, like, my verse is just a random freestyle I did, and then once we were at the time, like, last summer, we were at Revy's crib, like, me, Mizrabel, a bunch of people from the Boobs, everybody, and, yeah, we slept there, and then we woke up in the morning, and then I just, like, convinced Mizrabel to do, like, a verse, and, like, she just did it one shot. And then after we sent it to Backwoods, and Backwoods did it. Oh, I think I recorded it with him. And we ended up, like, it sat on the computer for, like, months. And then when the Boobs tape, like, was getting organized, like, I just put it on there because I was, like, you know, it was a pretty badass verse from Mizrabel. I'm, like, I sound very, I don't rap much, but, like, when I do, I feel like it's gotta be, like, overly, like, hard and, with all the tags and stuff. And it was just, like, a big cypher collab. For the second one, it was, like, shout out Formula. That's the producer. He, like, I don't remember exactly how we started talking, but, like, he sent me this instrumental, and I was just hooked to it. Like, for months, I was thinking of a way I could do it, so when it, you know, and, like, I recorded that one at a very, like, dark place. Like, I was in a super, like, crazy situation. And, like, it just came up. It's basically, like, the song is, like somebody asking, like, why are you on drugs that much? Like, why are you off that pure? Like, and it's just, like, kind of, like, a schizophrenic, like, exchange where, like, I'm trying to stop this person from doing drugs, but, like, I'm thinking about doing drugs myself.
Right.
Because, like, I miss it. Like, it's been quite a long time. Like, that's what I'm basically saying. So, with the vocal chops of the beat, I felt like it gave, like, that. And it's sometimes it sounds a bit off, like, on purpose, but then it sounds beautiful again. So, I felt like that was kind of, it represented, like, very well and, like, in a minimalist way, like, how drugs feel, because it's just really, like, that sharp 808, like, these sharp hi-hats with the voice going, like, disappearing in the background and coming back. And it's just, like, I knew I had to, like, vocally not put too much and let the beat breathe as much as possible. So, yeah, that was, like, very much the second song is, like, way deeper to me. Like, this is, like, when people ask me, like, the type of music I do, like, I kind of show that song and that whole album first, because to me, it's the smoothest one, and it's like the deepest one to me too, because it was made like at a very dark place, like, but it's great, man. I love that album. That's why I'm gonna make a second one.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it gonna be like also like kind of like about like that subject matter too?
Or? Yeah. There's much more to say about it, because there's so much that happened since that first one. But also, it's just poison in general. Like, the album title is Poison, so I gotta talk about, you know, you pick your poison. Like, everyone picks their poison at some point, so there's a lot more to it, you know.
I actually never thought about it like that. Everyone picks their poison. When did you come up with that?
It's just, like, life, man. Like, damn. It's the thing that, like, intrigued me the most. And just as a whole, the Pink Benny username, like, do you know what that even means?
Not even, right?
Like, Benny is not like Benjamin, it's Benadryl. Like, this is tight. The Pink Benadryl user. And I don't even take that shit, so it's kind of like I'm capping. But to me, it's kind of a character where, like, it's because Benadryl, like, I went through the rabbit hole of like people who take Benadryl like for fun, and it's just like it sucks, but like you're addicted to it. So it's kind of like you're addicted to something that's awful and that hurts you. And I found that to be the most, like, interesting, most devastating thing ever. And, like, when I reach to, like, these dark places, like, I kind of fit it in that world, you know? It's like, and also I knew people who were on that path, you know? They were taking, like, not Benadryl specifically. I knew one guy who did, but like just drugs in general, like I feel like that's a big part of, and just like music to me sounds like drugs, like it's drugs to me, music, so everything is kind of drugs.
Is it because like it feels like addicting sort of?
Yeah, and it's just, it feels good, you know, when it feels too good, it's like scary
kind of.
Yeah
that
but that applies to everything. That applies to like relationships, that applies like solid drug, bro.
I feel like people, we find comfort in that, though.
Yeah, but that's so interesting to me, and that's me exploring that with, like, every project, like, how can I, and at the same time, kind of fit in the rapper, like, landscape sound, but I appropriate, like, that kind of underground scene to, like, morph my art. Like, it's very interesting to me, like, this whole thing.
Honestly, something that just came to mind, when you said that, you know, you're always changing with your music, you're always changing with your sounds.
Yeah.
And now that we're talking about, like, you know, being comfortable or, like, liking something that's, like, kind of, like, being addicted, sort of.
Like, detrimental to you.
Yeah. Do you also, like, is that the reason why, like, you always change up your sounds? Because you're scared of getting comfortable to one thing?
Yeah, for sure. But it's also just, like, boring, I feel like, for the audience. Like, if I'm going to drop as much as I do, because I drop, like, every 2 months.
Damn.
So if I'm gonna drop something, like, and it just sounds the same all the time, and there's no, like, build up, then it's just boring. Then I fall off. You know, that's the thing. That's how people even fall off in every single aspect of everything. Like, they just get comfortable. You know, like, there's this one thing T-Pain said, I remember. It's, you know, I made it, and then, you know, I didn't realize there was another hill. You know, the climb. And, you know, like, that's what I want to keep in mind, even if this thing works out for me. Whether it's, like, the beats, whether it's the videos, whether it's, like, anything at all, I want to keep that hunger, you know? It's, like, I don't want to get comfortable at all. Life is uncomfortable by itself. Like, I got to be comfortable in the uncomfortable, you know?
I like that.
Yeah.
That's actually a bar.
But this is why, like, the new album, like the Blur and Blur Deluxe, is like basically this impossible challenge where the laser dim sounds with the big bass, the experimental 808s that you hear on IG sometimes, it's like the guy cranks up the bass or it just sounds like noise and it's supposed to be a gimmick. I wanted to take, like, there's this one producer who does them like every day, and like I just dug deep in his stuff, in his YouTube, and like I DM'd him like if I could do this project where like instead of me like rapping or screaming over like this noise, I just try to sing over it and like make it sound cohesive while also making it like feel super uncomfortable, you know. Like the girl on the cover, I made her listen to the album and like she doesn't fuck with it because it's, it's just too weird. Like the basses are noise, like it's super experimental. And that's kind of what I wanted. Like the people who are willing to give it a chance. There's a lot of people who DM'd me like, wow, like I didn't expect for you to like succeed at this idea, you know, especially my close friends, because they heard all the beats without me on it. So the beats by themselves, and especially like I tweaked the beats to make them more listenable. There's this one song I made where the 808 is just like a cat meowing. It's like, I was like, yeah, man, let's do a song on that. Like,
you like cats though?
I love cats. Cats understand me, man. Like, I don't talk much. I don't. This is why, like, I try to come up with stuff to say, because, like, usually I don't talk much. I just, like, do my stuff and, like, shut up. But, and then I play with the cats. Like, sometimes I look super antisocial. Like, I just, like.
Nah, man, you in your own world. But, you know? Honestly, that's perfect. That's honestly, yeah. It means you're locked in.
But, like, the cats are like me, too. They don't give a fuck. Sorry.
You're good. Don't worry.
They don't care. You know, they just do their own thing. They feel like the king. You know, the cats are also super cute. Like, they're low-key. You know, I feel them.
Like I would appreciate cats more if I wasn't allergic.
Oh, yeah, you're allergic. Oh, that
dude,
sucks.
I'm so allergic to cats. But that's why I love dogs. Because cats are also kind of cool when they're not scratching.
But a dog will... The cat will betray you, and the dog will save your life. That's the only thing I'm very different, like, with the cat. Like, the cat doesn't care about you. I'm not like that. Like, if I care about you, I do care about you. I do try to... There's a lot of people I try to...
Stay loyal, like, towards.
Not only that, but, like, steer them, like, at least, you know... Give them, like, especially when they have like problems with addiction, like I try to like pinpoint like a plan, like, or something, like at least like a paint, like tell them the bigger picture of what it is, because like I've known that my whole life. Like, there's all my friend groups, there was always like a problem with that, and that I guess that's also a thing that like made it so I don't like fall in that rabbit hole myself, because I've seen like that stuff like too much. But yeah, it's crazy.
Honestly, man, it's tough. It's generally tough to like have to deal with all that. It's
yeah,
tough to, like,
but also
it.
Like that gets like put in the music at the end of the day, because
yeah.
that dirtiness, this is why like a lot of my mixes, like there's a lot of people who told me like my voice is too low and like the bass is too loud, but that's kind of on purpose. I like it.
Right.
I like it kind of nasty, like, is it where
it's like raw and authentic.
Yeah, it's very personal too.
I think that's perfect.
It's either super smooth or it's like I try to mix it sometimes where it's hardcore and smooth. Like the new album is the best representation of me mixing both of these sounds.
The new album is Blur, right?
Blur and Blur Deluxe. Blur Deluxe I dropped like 2 days ago. It's so crazy. Like one day ago.
But yo, speaking of Blur, we're about to play it right now alongside Problem from your album Poison featuring Formula.
Yeah,
I'm super excited. It's gonna be amazing. We're gonna play that one first, and after that we're gonna go into Fiction, which was from Blur.
Fiction, yeah.
And honestly, yo, I can't wait to listen to both of them and have a worldwide exclusive, bro. So yo,
awesome.
1690, this is The Come Up playing Pink Benny User and Formula. Let's get it. I gotta be the one to solve.
there won't be no problem. Can't wait for the days where there won't be no problem.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
All right, gang, let's really nail it this time. Here we go.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Bum.
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
This is how we do it!
Da, 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 da.
Hey, I never asked you.
Yeah.
You like guacamole? Oh! Run, run! Oh, God! Run! Run!
FM Fest is back on July 10, 11, 12. Join us at Sala Reina and Sala Rosa for a dive into Montreal's local music scene.
On Friday, July 10th, you can catch Drea Zoo, Chuang, Fielding, Steeple, Nelligan, Shirehead, The Show Continues in January, Resonance, and Christ.
On Saturday, July 11th, you can see Pablo, Almond Milk, Drunk Cat, Bastion, Wiser Times, Jordan Eric, Crops, 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 MOC, Womb, and Parapariah.
And Sunday, July 12th, you can catch Nizar, Eka, Plus, G-String, a panel talk on Quebec culture, self-resorted, Quebec nihilism front, and Conflit Majeur. Also, on Sunday, there will be a fashion show with clothes from some of Montreal's most exciting designers, including Drainwash.
FM Fest is backed by Grimy and CJLO. For more information, go to @FMFest on Instagram. Thank you.
1690, we are back at it again, bro. White Boy with Sauce and Pink Benny User. It is my favorite part of the show, bro. The quote of the day. For those of you who don't know, the quote of the day is something we do every episode. We ask the guest what the quote of the day is. It could be something inspirational. It could be something crazy. It could be something funny. It could be whatever it is. So Pink Benny User.
Fuck.
Let me ask you this. What is the quote of the day?
What is the quote of the day? Oh my God. Hold up. Just be positive, man. Like, just be positive. And like, forgive as much. And just like, I don't know. Love your people. Love your family. Cause it's all you got. Be honest, I love all the people who DM me like saying like they love my songs, man, like, and they name me like songs. It's like, it's nothing but love to them, for real. So
believe
in yourself, love you and love your people, and just thank God, man. Even on the worst days, like, you have to thank God you're not born in North Korea, you know. Like, for real.
So specific.
Yeah, man. Like,
North Korea is crazy, though, for real.
North Korea is hell, man. It's hell on earth.
Yeah. You know, like, we got to take... We're lucky for a lot of things. I feel like we take a lot
so
of things
much.
For granted.
Like, I'm trying to go buy some food after this because I'm so hungry. But there's people who, like, starve, you know?
100%, man. We got to be grateful for everything.
The quote of the day... Also, it's like, there's this one guy who told me something like, you know, choose the girl that chooses you. Like, that's what he said. I feel like that's kind of beautiful.
That hit very hard. That hit very hard.
I like that. That's special, you know.
It is very special.
And it doesn't happen very often.
It does not indeed.
You know. If it's on some serious stuff, it doesn't happen often. If it's on, like, some random BS, you know?
It's like, yeah. It happens when it happens, right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And, yeah, just be positive, man. That's the quote, I guess.
I like that.
Be positive. Like, even if, like, all my music's very dark and, like, it's very... it's very emotionally charged, I guess. Like, for some of it, at least. Like, there's a lot of it that you can just, like, listen to for fun. But, like, I have sounds coming that are gonna be, like, more positive as well. Like, more summer vibe. Like, I got this summer tape coming with a scale. I have all this stuff, man.
I like that.
So great.
So, yeah, we have a lot to look forward.
You gotta look forward to the future and just, like, improve every day. Every day you need to improve from yesterday, you know. It's like in every way, because and if you're cool, man, if you're chill and you're genuine, you know, you're gonna get, I feel like you're gonna go far.
Honestly, I like that a lot. I think that's really cool. But yo, we are almost out of time. But yo, do you have anything to say before we play the three other new songs? Anything to look like? Any new EPs?
Yo, next one, Poison 2, out soon. Cloth with Skeleton Boy. Memory Loss, entirely produced by King Felix. The Raid tape, the Win Ass tape. So much coming.
You got a
probably,
lot in the
vault. Probably the Rock tape in 2027 once I get it going. And with Cavalier. Big collabs with Lord Bix, produced, you know, KP, shout out Oxy, shout out Backwoods, shout out Bin Boy, Excuser 2 on the way.
That's what's up.
Shout out the manager, Senna. I love her to death. She's done so much for me, and I can never see anybody else as my manager. And yeah, man, shout out to, love to all the homies, man. I love them all. Love y'all.
Shout out to all of them, bro. Thank you so much for pulling up, man. This is honestly an amazing interview.
I'm glad, man.
Of course. So, yo, we got three new singles, bro. Y'all thought we had three in the beginning. We got three more, guys. So, yo, let's start it off with Summertime in Europa by Bin Boy Curly. He just dropped this today. Summertime in Europa, you actually worked on it.
I hosted, yeah.
You hosted it. Yo, that's...
Put all my sound effects in there. You wanted that.
Dude, I can't wait to hear it one more time. I've been blasting it all day. Next up, we also have...
Video out now too, man.
Really, it's out?
Yeah, video out now, man.
And yo, next up,
he was styled by Exist Clothing, man. Big shout out to Exist Clothing.
Shout out to them.
Big shout out to Dank USR for being the cover of the last album and for designing all these amazing pieces. And yeah, man, shout out to all of them.
Shout out to them. We also got Supersonic by Energy. Can't wait to hear that, bro. From his latest album, Sonic Boom. Y'all already know it's going to be crazy. A bunch of bangers on that. And we also have Mob by Marlo. Jim. And where's Leo? Yo, my fault. The L's a bit weird, but it's cool. Yo, this is also a great way to end off the night. Yo, so without further ado, guys, another three back-to-back bangers, bro. I'm the white boy with sauce. You're here with Pink Benny User, bro. Thank you guys so much for listening. And now, three back-to-back bangers one more time. Let's get it. Boy.
I get my life back. Pushing is under pressure, no questions.
I cannot afford to lose. I cannot afford to lose. Bro, can smell like Jimmy Choo. Riding through the beer, riding the booth.
Supersonic, sonic my boom. Bust my speakers, bust my speakers, bust my speakers, bust my speakers, bust my speakers. Where my disciples? Call on the rebels. We 'bout to get 'em. We 'bout to get 'em. I say we 'bout to get 'em.
We 'bout to.
I thought nigga, we gon' get him.
Party on the internet, I do the weekend. Dropping out the floors and say I'm too weak. See, you might need to pour some more for this feeling. And now the rock, pull with the coke, might just get me in the zone. You niggas can't get enough of this feeling. You can't get enough of this feeling. Oh God. Oh God, oh God, you niggas can't get enough of this feeling. You can't get enough of this feeling.
Hey, Pablo, whip the track. yesterday and all your problems. We are all in a rush and pull my crib. I'm swagging my train when I'm dancing. One wrong move, you might just lose. Straight at five, I put it on you. Way too high, up in the atmosphere. Pull up your block, you'll disappear. I've been up in the stars, baby. I've been chilling at home alone. We are all in a vibe, shit. She got on my chain, bitch. You cannot hop in this whip. I smoke that ball like Doja. This hard, don't trust nobody. Bitch, much got paranoia. White bitch, we're coconut nails. This night, not show and tell. This night, not show and tell. 115 for her.